It's time for another Abbotsford Today podcast, and today we've got a special guest, Deanne Ratzlaff. She is an up-and-coming musical theater performer, a great singer and a great actress, and she's going to tell us about a new role she has. That role is going to see her perform in London and Paris. Let's hear all about it. Join us, won't you? Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Abbotsford Today podcast. Today, we're talking live theater, and our guest today is Deanne Ratzlaff. She is a local Valley girl. Do you get called that at all, a Valley girl?
No, that was the first time, but thank you.
Well, you should be proud of it. There's lots of Valley girls listening, I hope.
Wonderful.
Cross my fingers. And she is here today to talk about La Vie en Rose.
Yes.
This is a production that she is in, and it is getting a lot of attention because it's going to travel all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start with the story right here in Abbotsford, the Fraser Valley. You're coming to Abbotsford, but let's get a little history on the production. What is it about, and what are you doing in this production? In this play.
Okay, so La Vie en Rose is a concert series that is just a great culmination of a couple different art forms. There's the violin virtuoso Pablo Diamecchi is the star of the concert, and he is a Grammy Award nominated artist. He is absolutely incredible, someone you will not want to miss. And then we have Anthony Booker on the piano, who accompanies and he sings a little bit. I'm the feature vocalist of the production. And then we have two ballet dancers from Ballet Etoile in Victoria. And they come and they dance. And all the music is by French artists. And it's just a really beautiful piece about Paris, the city of love. And it's very romantic and a wonderful evening.
Sounds like a date night.
Yes, absolutely.
And so how did you get involved in theater and singing? What's your personal background?
Well, I've been singing basically before I could even speak. I have always been a performer, always wanting to sing and dance for everybody. But I didn't ever really get onto a stage until high school. So I really got into high school musical theater. And then once I got out of high school, I realized that community theater exists. And so I've been doing a lot of community shows in Chilliwack, working with a bunch of different companies there, and actually kind of across the Fraser Valley, because I've done some shows in Surrey, I've done them in Abbotsford and Langley. Just trying to gain my experience. And I just graduated the University of the Fraser Valley with a Bachelor of Arts with a theater major and English minor. And now I am pursuing a career in musical theater.
And this is like, is this a paid gig? Is La Vie en Rose actually a paid gig? You're going to make a nickel from this?
It's actually a paid gig.
So
yeah.
You're one of those arts and theater students who probably took a long time to convince your parents that spending all that money on that education was going to be worth it. And you've just graduated and you've got a job that pays. That must feel pretty darn good.
It's the best feeling ever to like, oh, I don't even know how to say this, to like, prove them wrong, you know, when everyone says that I should be a teacher and have a backup plan. And then the second that I'm out of school, I'm starting to actually start my professional career. It's kind of like, uh-huh, see, I can do this. So it's exciting.
No, that's great. And, you know, props to UFV and the program they have over there. So I know a lot of people at UFV and people that are listening know how I've been involved with them with the Abbey Fest Festival over the years. UFV has a great program in all manner of arts, visual, you know, all media, art media.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, because of you, we're turning out professional level artists.
Yes, absolutely.
You're proof.
Yeah, yes.
So if anyone out there is under the age of 30 listening to me talk right now, you can go to UFV. It's okay. You can learn how to be in the arts and go to UFV all at the same time.
There are so many incredible theater teachers at the University of the Fraser Valley that have taught me so much about myself as an actor and as a person. And I grew so much in my time there. And I am very happy that I got to have that experience and learn from those teachers.
Yeah. So I'm a big believer in... If you've got a dream, that you should follow it. But I'm also a believer that you need to put together the building blocks to support that dream.
Totally.
In other words, you can't just go on America's Got Talent and hope to be a star, you actually need to put in the groundwork, mm-hmm. like going to school and learning the language and learning how to operate and properly within that sort of milieu. That's a very, that's French. I use that just for you.
Wow.
And so, so you went and got your education. So what was the process of getting this particular job like? And let's call it a job, because once you can start getting paid for something, it's a job.
It's a job, yeah.
So give the people listening a little idea about the audition process and what auditioning has been like for you, mm-hmm. and how you sort of put that together and it brought you to this moment.
Totally. This was a very unique experience because I kind of auditioned for it without knowing that I was auditioning for it. I was just recently in Gallery 7's production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which was directed by Tony James, who is the director and producer of Renee James Productions, who is the company that puts on Le Vie en Rose. And so when I went to audition for Joseph, he just knew that I was the person who was supposed to be in this show for him. So when I got the call for the callback for Joseph, because I was in the women's ensemble for that, he asked me if I knew how to sing in French or if I knew anything about French. And I just was like, I'll do whatever you want, because I knew that he had a company. Yeah. And I was very interested in working with him. So it was very exciting to get that call and have that opportunity as well. So
yeah. Nice. Yeah. Well, you know, a body of work ends up being an audition over time anyway, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think Meryl Streep reads for too many parts anymore.
No.
You know, she's got a body of work if you don't know what's going on with her. But that's great. So so then obviously rehearsing began and learning the songs began and stuff like that. So is the music similar to what you've done in the past? Like Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat sounds a lot different than Le Vie en Rose. Is it different singing styles and things like that?
It is not out of my realm of experience. I've been taking voice lessons ever since 2011. And since 2013, I have been studying under Paula Quick, and she is so great at trying to teach her students all different ranges and styles of music. And so we focused a lot on classical work as well as like musical theater and ways to stretch my range and stretch my style and my tone. And so I've done a lot of concerts and competitions where I have sang classically and in different languages such as French and Latin and Italian and German and that sort of thing.
Yeah, keeping it interesting.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I just happen to know that young lady, Paula.
Yes.
Paula, if you're listening, yes, young lady. And she's great. She's great. She she definitely knows her stuff. And so, you know, to continue on with that message for any young people listening out there or any parents of people interested in the arts, you've got a singer in front of you that has gone to school and consistently taken voice lessons. So it is not something, I think sometimes people think that singers can just do it, that it's a talent. And certainly talent is required, but so is a lot of hard work and practice and perseverance.
Absolutely. Paula has, again, taught me so much about my voice and about even breathing. Breathing is such a huge thing in singing that naturally you might not be breathing from the proper places, but when you learn, it helps you so much in proper, good singing and, you know, just... She's been wonderful to work with, and I appreciate her every single day.
Yeah. Shout out to Paula.
Yeah, Paula.
So are you into the show run now? Are you actually performing, or is it, or do you start performing soon? What are the, what's your first show?
The first show is in Chilliwack, September 13th at the Chilliwack Cultural Center. And then the second show will be in Abbotsford at the Matsqui Centennial Auditorium, September 14th. So it's just a short run for this one. But we did premiere the show in Vancouver Island this past February. We did three shows in Nanaimo and in Campbell River, and then the last one was in Victoria. So we've done the show, but we've taken a little break, and now we're coming back in the fall.
Yeah, when everybody's ready to go out and see you.
Yeah.
So on September the 13th, you're at the Chilliwack Cultural Center. I would imagine, knowing what I know, that people can get tickets by calling the Chilliwack Cultural Center or seeing them online. And I think they're chilliwackculturalcenter.ca,
yes,
I think. They're .ca. And then for the show at the Matsqui Centennial Auditorium, do you know where people can get tickets for that? Go to Facebook,
yeah,
and track you through from there.
Yes. If you look on the, there's a Facebook event for both of Yandro's concerts, and there will be links to where you can purchase the tickets there.
Fantastic. And when do you go to Europe? When does that trip start?
So Europe. So Livian Rose is traveling to Europe next April. Not all the details are completely sorted out yet, but we're hoping for 2 weeks in April. We're going to do a show in London and a show in Paris, and then hopefully sprinkle a couple more concerts in around England and France and who else knows where. So, but it's very, very exciting.
Sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very jealous. When you are in England singing and in France singing, I will be sitting right in front of this very same computer. It's very sad for me.
Well, you know, I think the scariest thing I will ever have to do is sing in French in Paris. Like, they're all going to know.
Yeah. There's a little tension involved in that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you'll be great. I have
no doubt.
Thank you for coming in and talking to us today, and enjoy the shows here in Abbotsford and Chilliwack. For those of you listening, this podcast will, obviously you're listening to it online, but there will be a companion story in our next print edition of Abbotsford Today coming towards the end of the first week of August. And in that edition, we're going to talk about Deanne, but we're also going to include some information on theater all across the valley, where you can find out what shows are playing, what kind of entertainment is available, from concerts to comedy shows and everything in between. So check out the next edition of Abbotsford Today coming in your mailbox. And thank you for listening to today's podcast. Thank you, Deanne.
Thank you.
If you would like to win tickets to the September 14th, 2019 performance of Livian Rose at 8 p.m. at the Matsqui Centennial Auditorium, then follow us on Twitter at Abbotsford Today, or drop us an email to contests@abbotsfordtoday.ca, and be sure to include the subject line Livian Rose and include your contact information. Thanks for listening.